and there were five or six people at the end of the 17th and beginning of the 18th century who had the name Baal Shem Tov. It was a very famous Baal Shem by the name of Yoel Baal Shem Tov, who was older than the Baal Shem Tov. But, so he came to the Baal Shem Tov, and one of the methods by which the Baal Shem Tov made a living was traveling around in these parts, in Podolia and Volhynia, and writing Shemos and healing people. So he was physically sick, and he came to the Baal Shem Tov, and as the Maggid would say, he came to the Baal Shem Tov to be healed physically, and he was healed spiritually. Eventually, the Maggid would be the successor of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov died in 1760. And the greatest of the Hasidic Talmidim all came to the Maggid to learn. Among them, Reb Zev Wolf of Zhytomyr. Zhytomyr is not at all far from where we are now. Baal HaTanya, we already mentioned, was a Talmud of the Maggid. The Hafloah, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, also Chief Rabbi of Frankfurt am Main. The Reverend Shmelka, we mentioned, of Nikolsburg, the Hafloah's brother. Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, Lucius Halevi, we were just there earlier today. The Koshnitza Maggid, those of you who are on the first trip will know that Rabbi Yisrael, the Maggid of Koshnitz, is also a Talmud of the Maggid. It is of Rabbi Dover. Rabbi Nachman Mendel of Vitebsk was a Talmud of his. Rabbi Lemelech of Lezhensk was a Talmud of his. The Chozim of Lublin was a Talmud of his. Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl was a Talmud of his. The Rebbe Reb Zusha, the brother of the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Meilech of Lezhensk, was a Talmud of his. And we will now be at the Kever of Reb Zusha as well as at the kever of the Mezritch Maggid. It was in Mezritch. Mezritch is in Volhynia. It was in Mezritch where he held court. And it was the Maggid of Mezritch that established the Hasidish Hoif, a court where Talmidim came from all over. They spent Shabbos and Yontov with the Rebbe. This was established by the Maggid himself. It's usually said that if the Baal Shem Tov was the neshama of Hasidus, the Maggid was the guf of Hasidus. That is, he took the lofty teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and he brought them down from heaven to earth, and he created the institutions that would allow Hasidus to thrive. Remember, it was the Maggid of Mezritch who advised the Baal HaTanya and appointed the Baal HaTanya to prepare Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which indeed paved the way for the spread of Hasidus in non-Hasidic circles as well. Now, I want to read to you a document that's not well known that I brought with me, an eyewitness account of what it was like to be by the Maggid of Mezritch. And the eyewitness account doesn't come from a chassid, but it comes from somebody who strayed far away from Judaism, but as a young man learned about Hasidus and wanted to try it out for himself and see what it's like, and he went to Mezritch to meet the Maggid of Mezritch. This man's name was Solomon Maimon, one of the great philosophers of the 18th century, who left Poland, went to Berlin, became a maskil in Berlin. He wrote an autobiography, an incredible document, which is probably a mitzvah to read, because if you want to know what life was like in Poland in the 18th century, you should read Solomon Maimon's autobiography. If we have time later, perhaps, on our way back, I'll read to you a few more interesting sections about what life, Jewish life, was like in Poland in the 18th century. In any event, now I just want to focus on the section that deals with the Maggid of Mezritch. The reason this has special nemonus is because this is what's called Mesiach Fitumo. This is not somebody who's trying to say the praises of a Rebbe. He will say it anyway, but it's far, far from Solomon Maimon. He couldn't care less at a later stage of his life when he wrote this, he published it, what people thought the one way or the other about these matters. So here we have an eyewitness account, and as they say, Mesiach Lifitumo, this is testimony without a cause. He's not trying to prove or disprove anything. He writes as follows, and now I'm just quoting. The fact is that the sect spread so rapidly, meaning Hasidus, that the new doctrine met with such applause among the majority of the nation, this can easily be explained. I could not help being astonished at the exquisite